questions, if I could have even body to speak on investing in Alaska.
On investing in Alaska.
Thank you. Yesterday, I noted with interest Senator Beecher Mikowski's mention of the FERC report, and of course, I spoke on that on this floor shortly after the report was issued. I believe that portraying the FERC report that came out as somehow sounding an alarm on the gas pipeline issue in Alaska was not the intent of FERC personnel when they wrote that report. However, certainly it has heightened the interest, I think, in Congress on touching base and finding out with what is happening in the state of Alaska. The senator also mentioned that certainly as time goes by, in order to satisfy the market need in the lower 48, if the gas is not available from the state of Alaska, market forces would dictate that they do look elsewhere. And that we need to be mindful about the time frame that we are facing with regards to companies investing in the state of Alaska to develop resources or shipment to the lower 48. But I think what we also have to keep in mind is we don't live in a vacuum. Oil and gas, the development around the world, it is a world market, and we need to keep in mind what is going on around the world. What we do know is that the major multinational corporations that are headquartered in the U.S. are finding it more and more difficult to find areas around the world to invest in. And certainly, the state of Alaska is a safe place to invest. I spoke with a representative from one of the companies recently, and he told me of the production that is
Christ. Amen.
Senator Stedman, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 42nd and 43rd legislative days.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journals be approved as certified by the secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. Under introduction of guest.
Madam President.
Senator Olson.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Introduction of guest. Senator Elton.
Thank you, Madam President. I just walked in and found a note on my desk that I have a constituent here. I'm David Spargo. He's seated in the Ziegler's Gallery. I was intrigued here. He loves to hunt and fish. And on the note it says, I love this place. I'm assuming he's talking about Alaska, not just this place right
here. I'm sure it's this room.
Yeah. If the body could help me, welcome, David.
The further guest to introduce? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor, Madam President.
Messages from the House?
Message dated February 26, stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. CS for House Bill number 108, Labor and Commerce, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee. An act extending the termination date for the Board of Marine Pilots and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
I have no further messages from the House.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, Medical Assistance for Children. New Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator Davis Chair, Senators Elton, Thomas, Cowdery, Dyson. The resolution has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
I have no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 98 by Senator Davis, an act relating to dental hygienists.
Health, Education, and Social Services and Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill number 99 by Senator French, an act relating to the composition of the Alaska Police Standards Council and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 100 by Senator Ellis, an act relating to substance abuse and mental health disorder prevention and treatment programs and relating to long-term secure treatment programs for persons with substance abuse or co-occurring substance abuse and mental health disorders.
Health Education and Social Services, State Affairs, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 101 by the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to private professional conservators and private and public guardians.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction.
Break it easy, please. Come back to order. Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess and meet in the House chamber for the purpose of a joint session to hear the State of the Judiciary address.
And
that we return here immediately after the speech to continue working.
We will meet right back here before lunch to continue the floor session. And with that, we are recessed.
Signing do pass, Senator McGuire, Chair, Senators Stevens, Green, Bundy. Signing amend, Senator Crench. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill and recommended a Judiciary Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal notes. Signing do pass, Senator Crench. Signing no recommendation, Senators Terrio, Wilkowski, Huggins. Signing amend, Senator McGuire. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Crench.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Senate Judiciary version will be considered in lieu of the original bill.
I have no amendments.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for Senate Bill 45 Judiciary be considered in gross advance third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we are in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill Number 45 Judiciary, an act relating to murder in the first degree.
It's a debate. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. This legislature and all Alaskans certainly hold peace officers in the highest esteem. They are guardians of our civil law and order. There's no other profession that demands and enjoys the trust of the population. Many times their lives are put in harm's way to protect us. Indeed, they go ahead and protect us against those ills of humanity that can be used against us. We go to the point of mandating that the highest punishment of anybody who murders a police officer. Senate Bill 45 in no way diminishes our respect and our value of these people that are police officers in our society. What Senate Bill 45 does is puts the maximum penalty for first degree for those police officers who uses their position to facilitate murder and violates the public's trust and uses his position to prey on and murder a citizen. With that, I ask for a favorable vote on this bill.
Is there further discussion or debate? With that, CS for Senate Bill 45 Judiciary is before us in third reading under final passage. Senate may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. No. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. The Secretary will tally the vote.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
And so CS for Senate Bill 45 Judiciary has passed the Senate. Final passage.
Senate Bill Number 49 by Senator Stevens. An act relating to commemorative license plates celebrating Alaska's 50th anniversary as a state and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill and recommended a State Affairs Committee substitute, new zero fiscal note. Signing do pass, Senator McGuire, Chair, Senators Stevens, Green. Signing no recommendation, Senators French, Bundy. The Transportation Committee considered the bill and recommended adoption of the previous State Affairs Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal note. Signing do pass, Senator Kukesh, Chair, Senators Wilkowski, Kadri. Signing no recommendation, Senator Olson. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended the previous State Affairs Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal note. Signing do pass, Senator Stedman, co-chair, Senators Dyson, Huggins. Signing no recommendation, Senator Hoffman, co-chair, Senators Elton, Thomas, Olson. There is a State Affairs Committee substitute.
Senator McGuire.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the State Affairs Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the State Affairs version will be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
I have no amendments.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for Senate Bill 49 State Affairs be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we are in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill Number 49 State Affairs, an act relating to commemorative license plates celebrating Alaska's 50th anniversary as a state and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? The question is, shall CS for Senate Bill 49 State Affairs pass the Senate in third reading? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
17 yeas.
The Secretary will tally the vote.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
So, CS for Senate Bill 49 State Affairs has passed the Senate. Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the vote of the bill will be considered the vote on the effective date clauses.
CS for House Bill Number 120, financed by the House Finance Committee. An act extending the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended a Finance Senate Committee substitute. Previous indeterminate fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senators Hoffman, Stedman, co-chairs, Senators Elton, Thomas, Dyson, Huggins, Olson. There's a Finance Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Finance Committee version be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, so ordered. Is there debate?
I have no amendments.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate CS for House Bill 120 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. We are into third reading. Now, is there any debate?
I can read it now.
Go ahead.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 120 Finance. An act extending the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault and providing for an effective date.
Senator Elton, I can tell you want to stand up.
The question has been called, Madam President, so I'll sit down.
Without further discussion, Senate CS for House Bill 120 Finance is before us in third reading. Senators may proceed to vote. All senators voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? The Secretary will record the vote, and the Secretary will tally the vote.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
And so Senate CS for House Bill 120 Finance has passed the Senate in third reading.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection. Vote on passage of the bill will be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Citations. Honoring Ellen R. Story. Honoring Jack B. Wilbur, Jr. In memoriam, Edgar Earnhardt. In memoriam, Carl W. Kroon.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, citation on today's calendar will be approved. Unfinished business. Senator Terrio.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate this coming Friday for state and personal business.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Wilkin.
Good morning, Madam President. Move and ask unanimous consent I be excused, not subject to a call on the following two dates. March 8th afternoon plane time to March 11th evening plane time. Same motion for March 15th afternoon plane time to March 18th evening plane time for personal business.
No objection, so ordered. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate from AM plain time Friday, March 16th to AM plain time Monday, March 19th for personal and state business.
I believe you are already excused. Without objection. Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused and not subject to a call of the Senate from the dates of March 7th AM plain time until March 11th, Sunday, evening, plain time.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Bundy.
Thank you. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate from afternoon plain time, March 9th, through morning plain time, March 12th, and from afternoon plain time, March 16th, through Monday plain time, March 19th, for state business.
Without objection, so ordered.
I'd also like to serve a notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate Bill 45.
Notice of reconsideration has been requested on Senate Bill 45. Senator Cogburn.
Yes, I'd like to ask to be excused from the call of the Senate on Friday p.m., this coming Friday, that would be the, I believe, the 2nd, through Sunday evening, plain time, the 4th.
Without objection, so ordered.
State and personal business.
Senator.
Madam President, I hope I do this right because I've never corrected my travel excuse before, but I made a mistake and I requested to be excused from plain time, afternoon plain time on March 7th, and it should have been afternoon plain time on March 6th. So if we could make that adjustment.
Okay. Well, yeah. And returning
12th.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
Thank you. Senator McGuire.
Point of information as well. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to amend my excused absence to reflect that it would be state business from the 7th to the 12th, and also move and ask unanimous consent to be excused and not subject to a call of the Senate on March the 16th, Friday, for personal business.
Okay, and you have also 13th through the 16th. Is that still in effect? You're shown as absent from the 13th through the 16th. No? Okay. Okay. Only the 16th. Okay. Thank you. Is there any other unfinished business? Any announcements? Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Madam President. A couple. Tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m., the Finance Committee room, the University of Alaska will be there to do the first of several budgetary overviews. And it's a committee as a whole, as everybody knows, and everybody is welcome to come listen to the university. Again, this will be their overview. And then at 9 a.m. in the same room, there will be a joint meeting with House Finance of the Alaska Permanent Fund. The Alaska Permanent Fund now is right under $40 billion, and I'm sure they're going to come in and give us an overview looking forward also in the enlargement of our dividends that are coming. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you, Senator. Are there further announcements? Senator French.
having confirmation hearing this afternoon for Attorney General Designee Talis Colberg from 1:30 to 3 p.m. All are welcome to attend, of course, for what is, I'm sure, going to be an interesting session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there further announcements? Senator Huggins.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate resources scheduled to meet at 12 o'clock today will be delayed until 12:10. That will be in finance, joint meeting with the House.
Thank you. Are there further announcements? Special orders? Senator Cherio.
Thank you, Madam President. If I could have leave of the body to speak on developments in D.C.
Development in D.C., Senator Cherio.
Thank you. You probably, most members have seen the headlines, but since there has been a discussion here and in joint sessions about the concern or opinion of the FERC Commission with regards to the development of a gas pipeline to deliver our resource to market, I think it is important that we put on the record the statements of the chairman of FERC, Mr. Kelleher, who met with the governor a couple of days ago, resulting in the following quotes. We talked about her, and her being the governor, efforts on the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline, which I believe represents the best hope for building a pipeline to bring Alaska's vast natural resources to the energy-consuming lower 48 states. A further quote, the commission looks forward to her efforts on the Alaska gas line being successful, and we stand ready to help to the extent that we can. So hopefully that comment, quotation from the chairman of the entity itself puts to rest what I believe was the misinterpretation of one or two lines out of the FERC staff report that was put out a couple weeks ago. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Are there further special orders? Mr. Stevens.
Madam President, I move that the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. Friday, March 2nd.
Adjourned.